disappointing then to see the report now in 2 ways. And don't get me wrong, people may be thinking, oh, here we go, Greenway, and he's against rail and all that. No, I am from Curry. I'm born and raised in Curry all my life. I've been playing on that railway track since I could walk, and that's all it has been, was playing on it. There was an opportunity, and there was a lot of consultation done for Greenway to be on the from Ballaghy to Sligo, to make use of it, to bring in tourism, bring in money into each of the areas on it. There was for and against on it. I'd be looking at the bigger picture. I'd be saying to myself, if we could use it as a Greenway, and then when the money came, like, we have to look at a county development plan, and they can talk about all the ways they want. We're waiting 25 years for an N17 to be done. And to be fair, there's work being carried out now in relation to the design for it to go forward to the next phase on it. And work I can see myself as a councillor and from the area, work has been done in N17. Disappointing to see that the rail, even if it is going to be a train back on it, it's nowhere to be seen till 2050 because it's on no development plan. So I thought, here is an opportunity. We could make use of it, tidy up around it, show people what can be done with it. And if it was a case then that Éireann or Éireann decided that it was going to be a train put back on it again, let them go and put it on it.
Until at least 2050, nothing is going to take place in relation to it being developed for rail freight. It's 25 years down the road. A lot can happen between then and now, whereas you would imagine with a lot less maybe work, we could transform this into a very viable tourism attraction.
I agree 100%, and I can see people are going to be saying, oh, look, he only wants a Greenway. No. If I can know a train is going to be on that, and I will fight all the way for a train, to be honest. I am looking at the bigger picture, where I do not see a train or money even allocated to it being on that track for the next 25 years. It's not even in a development plan. Here we have a Greenway that had gone through all consultation, the whole lot, was going forward for money to be allocated to it. And we're after putting literally a stop to that as well. So, like, it's disappointing to see. I've looked at the different avenues that where the recommendation is. It needs to be 4 metres, I believe, away from the track, the Greenway. That's great in certain areas. But when you get into Curry from Ballaghy, you have 3 bridges and you have to go off the bridge to come back down again. So it wouldn't be feasible to do it. And I know it wouldn't be feasible to do it. A train running on that again, it'll go into millions, because all them bridges aren't going to be suitable. I've talked about this in the chamber in relation to all the road crossings. The existing one goes across, all the bridges that goes across. I'm not making excuses that there shouldn't be a train on it, but very disappointing when I go to different countries like Germany, Netherlands, France, Spain, to see where they are utilising areas for greenways. And in certain areas, it's tracks. We can see the one now from Colooney to Enniskillen. It's going to be a changer for the people in all them areas. And it's disappointing. I seen, to be fair, Nessa Cosgrove, Senator Cosgrove, did ask the question, what was going to happen? And she was told there wouldn't be a Greenway on it. So we have to just sit tight and see where we go from here.